let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Lifting the Veil of Light by G.S. Cherney is a high-concept suspense thriller about love and forgiveness. Appealing to mainstream readers interested in science fiction and fantasy, the book follows the Book of Revelation in the Bible with a twist. As the world is nearing the end of times, the main character, an ordinary young woman named Anna, learns she has been chosen to destroy the Antichrist referred to in the Bible as a terrifying being that appears as civilization-shattering events begin, leading to Armageddon. G.S. attended the University of Oslo, Norway, has a B.A. and M.A. in education from the University of Northern Iowa. She was born and raised in Norway, where superstition and fantasy abound like trolls and fairies. For centuries, Norwegians have believed in the supernatural, and from an early age, she was exposed to these tales. It fueled her imagination, and she began writing short stories at a very young age, resulting in her book, Lifting the Veil of Light. And G.S. Cherney joining us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
What an imagination you have, and we see it on full display in the book, Lifting the Veil of Light. Anxious to talk about the book. I gave a little synopsis there. What's the theme for this book, and where did this idea come from?
Well, I don't think it was something specific that how I started it. I always had the idea that I was going to write a book. And since I was born and raised in Norway, you know, I was growing up with all these supernatural tales, and it was just something that people always accepted. There were numerous stories about the trolls and the gnomes and the fairies and other creatures, and I think it has something to do with Norway's wild nature, you know, the mountains, the enormous forests, the fjords, and the deep lakes. And there are always monsters in the deep lakes, you know. And the North Sea has monsters, too. So I grew up with all that.
That's an amazing story. And what a way to grow up with all of this creativity around you, with all of the stories that are being sold, yes, and being told. Describe some of the main characters in your book, Lifting the Veil of Light.
Okay, the main character is Anna, and she's just an ordinary young woman living in the Midwest with, you know, having an ordinary life. And then she meets this alien being, Hebe, and she is transported. Well, they get to be really good friends, and she is transported to an alien planet. And then there she meets some other extraterrestrial beings and some enchanting beings and Lucifer.
And so, well, okay, now Lucifer, that's interesting. Why did you include Lucifer in the story? It's very interesting the way you did that. Why did you include him?
Well, the reason I included him was when I was a little girl and I went to Sunday school, you know, I was always told that he was this horrible being with horns and all. He was such a horrible, terrible being. And I sat there and I listened to that and I thought, no, that is not true. This is not true. And it was just like an inner knowing that, no, this is not true. But of course, I didn't say anything because I knew they were going to laugh at me if I ever voiced my opinion, you know, and thought that was just a childish imaginings and all this sort of thing. But I always had that question inside me, and I actually didn't get the answer until I came to the United States, and I met this wonderful three wonderful people who were so tuned in spiritually, and I did get the answer from Jesus, and I actually wrote the answer down, and I think I put that down here. Let's see here.
While you're looking, I just remind people, G.S. Cherney, our guest on the program, that's C-H-E-R-N-E-Y. The book is Lifting the Veil of Light. It's available at Amazon and the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on her book, Lifting the Veil of Light, talking about Lucifer and how your attitude changed, your thoughts changed as you came to the United States.
Yeah, I met these wonderful beings who, they were all in touch with the Ascended Masters. Now, I've been in touch with the Ascended Masters, too, most of my life. And so one time we were all together, then Jesus came in, And I am very, very sensitive to energies. And his energy, I can't explain it. It's so beautiful. It's so light. It's so warm and loving. And it just goes right into my heart chakra. It makes my heart feel really warm and wonderful. And the energy is not of this world. It really isn't, but I can't explain it. Anyway, he said that, he told me, he said, and I wrote this down. He said, Lucifer is my brother. He's a being of tremendous love and compassion. When you write about Lucifer, always portray him in the light. His essence is pure, and he is not a victim. He serves God and man during the final transition into the fourth dimension. And I want to add that the fourth dimension is love and wisdom. But he will soon return to his Father God in heaven. And then he said something that I hope people will hold on to. There is no darkness other than man's separation and fear. There are many misconceptions about this topic. Mankind projects his own lack of self-love and fear. Evil is a projection. Remember this. God is love. Love cannot hate. God cannot seek revenge. And God cannot judge. And I thought that is just beautiful. And it's just exactly what I always believed. And so I remember a young woman that read my book. She said, I was so happy when I read that there is no hell, there is no darkness.
Well, yes, for some of us, that's good news.
Yeah, and I said, well, this is a brand new concept, you know. But there is a new world coming into this Mother Earth. And you know, people need to know that they don't have to have all this fear. I know there is a lot of discordant, I like to call it discordant energies rather than evil. I don't like the word evil, but there are a lot of discordant energies right now on Mother Earth that's emerging, and they have to be taken care of. And when the new world comes in, they will all dissipate.
You know, your background is so fascinating and has led to this book, Lifting the Veil of Light, G.S. Cherney, our guest on the program. Book at Amazon, the usual places you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the background, again, that you had, and you touched on it briefly for writing this book. This is a considered high-concept suspense thriller. It's about love and forgiveness. We just talked about some of the messages you have in the book. This really is sort of a reflection of your life and thoughts that you've had for a number of years. Talk about that, because your background is fascinating and ends up in Lifting the Veil of Light.
Yeah, like I said before, I was born and raised in Norway, and every summer I spent the summer at my parents' cabin, not too far from the North Sea, and my brother and my friends and I, we had the freedom to explore the mountains and the hills and go sailing on the sea and the fjords, and we didn't have that constant parental supervision that the children have now. So we made up our own stories and games, and it was just the most wonderful, bright, and beautiful time in my life. And I keep thinking back, and I think if there's a time in my life I would like to go back to, that has to be my childhood.
Boy, it sounds like it, although you've taken that childhood into adulthood and into your real life and into the writing life. This childhood inspiration, you know, I'm born and raised in the United States. We grew up with Mary Had a Little Lamb, which is somewhat limited according to what you talk about as all the creativity around you and the stories around you that really laid the foundation for who you are today, didn't it?
Yes, yes.
It's just
and you never escape your childhood. You know, you always have that with you. It's always there.
The reviews have been excellent on the book, Lifting the Veil of Light by G.S. Cherney, our guest on the program. Let's talk a little bit. I mentioned this is, if you love science fiction and fantasy, this is a book for you. It really is a page turner, but there's more to it than that. And you touched on one of the messages you would like people to take away in reading the book. Talk about that. Is what would you like the reader to know, to take away after reading Lifting the Veil of Light, besides just being entertained by a great story?
Well, Well, I want them to, after they leave, after they have read the book, I want them to have a sense of peace and optimism and kind of leave behind all this darkness that they have been told all their lives, that there is a life or light at the end of the tunnel, and there's something wonderful to look back on. And I have something wonderful to read to my listeners at the end of this interview. It's a message that I received from the masters. Now, when they get in touch with me, I write. And it's so uplifting and so beautiful. And I don't know if you want me to read it now or what.
Well, let's read that now, yeah. And then we make sure we have time for it, and then we can comment on it. Read what you were inspired to write. I'm fascinated by the messages and you being the messenger. So please read it for us.
Okay, I shared this with a lot of my friends, and they love this. And so this is what I wrote. Just sharing some thoughts with you. I am sitting here in my sunroom, looking across the pond at the trees on the other side. They are all draped in sparkling white after the snowfall last night. Everything is so beautiful, quiet, and pristine. It is almost like a blank slate setting the stage for the new world that is emerging. The earth, nature, and animals are all holding their breaths in anticipation of what is to come. Most humans are still unaware, but will soon awaken to this new world of wonder. The little sparks of light within us all are beginning to flicker, and closed hearts will open and receive the blessings of the divine. Armies of angels are gathering, ready to lead us into the new golden age. We are now standing at the threshold of a new journey on earth, more beautiful than any of us can imagine. And that was the message they sent me.
You paint such an optimistic picture, and these messages come to you. Do you carry like a notebook around with you to record your thoughts, because they're so beautifully expressed?
Well, I live in a beautiful place. It's like a hobby farm, and it's nature all around me. And all my life I have walked. And so I walk around. We have a 3-acre pond in the back of the house, and I walk around the pond, or I walk on the trails in the woods, and it just comes to me. And when I sit and just kind of meditate, I know when they're around me and when they want me to write things down. And so, and they stay with me, you know. So
yes.
When I walk, and when I was writing the book and I ran into a problem, I thought, well, I'm just going to take a walk, and I know that I'm going to get the solution. And I always did.
It's something about the power of clearing your mind, being out in nature, and just letting your mind go where it's intended to go. And
yes.
Like the power of that, the inspiration you get from that. Our guest is G.S. Cherney. Her book is Lifting the Veil of Light. A couple minutes left in the program. I want a sequel. Your readers want a sequel. What are you working on now?
Yeah, I am working on a sequel, and it is called The Power Brings All Things to Right. And it chronicles Anna's and her groups, her friends, and her family's struggle, you know, after the turn of the axis, or the shift of the axis on Earth, and coming back to Earth. And she discovers a secret that has been hidden from mankind for centuries. And I don't think anybody written about this. I hope not. And then she also had to face an alien who wants to rule Earth for himself. And so it's pretty exciting. And I'm getting almost to the end of it. But, you know, there's a lot of editing and a lot of changes, adding and taking away and all these sort of things.
Yes.
But I have a lot of fun doing it.
Well, it sounds like it, and we have a lot of fun reading your work, so we'll be looking forward to that. And a couple minutes left in the program. You write about aliens, just mentioned aliens in the book that you're working on, the sequel. Talk about that, because for so many people, you mentioned alien, and right away it's a negative connotation. We're afraid of aliens. What made you write about aliens?
Well, you know, I think everybody not just me, we are bombarded with books and movies about aliens, and it's just a fascinating subject. And when I write about that, you know, I can use my imagination, and nobody can say, no, this is not right.
Exactly,
you know,
yes.
You're writing the wrong thing. So I can just use my imagination and create whatever I want to create, and I've always wanted to do that. And so when I put it in writing, it's just a lot of fun.
Well, it's interesting because, yeah, nobody's going to say, hey, I met an alien last week, and it's nothing like the one you wrote about in your book. So you have the freedom to use your imagination,
no.
Yeah, and develop the aliens in your mind.
Right.
The book is Lifting the Veil of Light. G.S. Cherney, our guest on the program. Any final words for listeners? Again, I come back to the message I'm getting as we're talking is, boy, this is a great read. You're not going to want to put the book down once you pick it up. It's a great story, science fiction, fantasy that you're telling. And it's more than that. What a final message for the listeners?
Well, like I said before, I just want them, when they put the book down, to have a different view of humanity, our helpers, you know, the Ascended Masters, and God. God is always here around us. And, you know, you can always ask for help. You might not always get exactly what you want, but you will get help from the Ascended Masters. And just remember, God is love, and God is always there. And the Ascended Masters and angels are always around you.
I want to take just a second here at the end. Growing up, you had everybody around you telling tales that captured your imagination. What has this been like, being a writer yourself, a published author, and now people are reading and really responding in a favorable way to your tales because they're really enjoying these? What's this like being an author?
Oh, I love being an author. You know, when I was a little girl, I started to write at a very young age once I knew how to write. And I wrote short stories, I wrote some poems, but I only shared that with my family and friends, you know. But I always had that inspiration, I want to write. And somehow I had that feeling, I want to write someday, I want to write about something good. And I had no clue what that would be, you know, something good and nice and uplifting. And that comes through in my story.
It really does. The book is Lifting the Veil of Light. The guest and author is G.S. Cherney, C-H-E-R-N-E-Y. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. You can link on, of course, directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us. Good luck with the sequel. Hopefully we can talk about that when that's been published. It's been fun. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you so very much for calling me.
G.S. Cherney, the author of Lifting the Veil of Light. That's our guest. That's the book we're talking about. You'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.